somebody to get this nest and check the water in the...
Check the water in the glove? Oh, most likely that's what we had then. We had to check the oil because we used about the same amount of oil as we did gauge when we had them T-mark.
I didn't know.
Use a 5 gallon of gauge and a quarter of oil. That's the way that thing went.
Well, what did you burn in
life? Kerosene.
Did you ever have a makeshift plant out of
the bottle? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a bottle with a rag stuck down in, we called it a flamboat. I think they call it Molotov cocktail now.
Well, depending on the news, maybe. The toothpaste comes in what?
Two.
If you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you say you're going to do what to it?
Let it swell. Let it swell, you know.
Well, putting it in the water, do you have a word for that?
Just put it in the water and let it swell, is all.
What kind of boat would you use to go fishing on a little lake?
A flat bottom boat. That's the kind we use.
What you call it? A flat bottom boat?
I think the proper name for it is bat toe. We never used that. Well, now look, we did use that a long time ago when I was a kid, but I didn't, and finally they got away from me. I never heard it no more until I was 37 years old and I went over in France. They call them bateaux. That's what they used to call them here, down there on the Coosa River. You get in that bateau and go across the river. And then they said boat. So I wouldn't know which one they were talking about. Passing cake around while quite naturally passing everybody.
Well, if the child is wanting to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and says,
when he learned to dress himself.
Yeah, or he's looking for his clothes and the mother brings him in and says,
Daddy, you'll put your clothes on.
Okay.
Would
you say, here your clothes?
Here your clothes, yeah. He is your clue, but he is whatever he's looking for.
If you meet a little boy on the street and he's afraid of you, you might tell him you're not going to hurt him. You say, no, cry.
Yes, I'm always running. Hollered at him. Got your thought out of it. Hollered at him. Well, I've had him to be afraid of me. You know, not so long ago, it's been about 12 or 15 years ago, I like to fish a lot. Mama, that little girl, she's grown now. A friend of mine at the street there, and I had a girl for it. We all going to fish after they down. So quite natural, that on Monday, we had drank some during Sunday and Sunday night. So we wanted our own, I guess you know what that is. So we drove up to one of these houses, which was mentioned some time back. There's a long porch on the house. And there's a girl there, about your size, I reckon. She had two little babies, one about 3 or 4 years old. Doesn't look like he was about 1 or 2. She had one in her own. So I stopped on this side of the porch and she was sitting on the other side. Quite naturally, she's scared of black folks, niggas, or whatever she's going to call us.